Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the F-World headquarters. I know, two shows in the same day. I know you guys must be thinking, it's not even the holiday season, and I'm giving you guys two shows for the price of one. We had an amazing guest earlier today. In a few seconds, I'm going to be bringing on someone else to help me with a very special program announcement regarding the icons of the F4L show. I'm going to be bringing on someone who's going to be helping me out with Tuesday's running of the show. He's going to be doing some commentary with me and also learning how to book a show and so forth. Those of you guys who don't know, I did this with my son years ago, and it should be pretty awesome to bring him on board. This person is not my son. He's an amazing young man, but, you know, he's going to learn a new skill. He's a very talented young man who's doing a lot of big things. Today, he just put out a new cover of the REM classic, Losing My Religion. So that should give you some hints. So momentarily, we're going to be bringing him right in a second or so, and we'll be good to go as this is pretty big. So give me one moment, and I will connect us. And just bear with me. And dialing.
Hello?
Hello, is this JoJo the model Sebastian by any chance? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wow. How about that? Amazing. Technical difficulties will not beat me today. How are you, my friend? Good?
Yes, very good.
Awesome. Excellent, excellent. So I was telling people we have some big news. You want to go tell people the big news?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're doing the wrestling thing.
Indeed. So I know I gave people a heads up and let them know that starting in April, you and I are going to be working together on running the Tuesdays show, which I think we're going to be going with JoJo and Jazz and JoJo's wrestling showcase, I believe we're going to go with, something of that nature. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, very good.
Awesome. Or actually, I think we're going to call it – I have to look at the notes. I believe it's Jazz and JoJo's wrestling adventures or something like that. Something like that. Extreme wrestling adventures, something of that nature.
I thought it was going to be Jazz and JoJo wrestling extravaganza.
That's even better. I like that even better. Let's go with that. That's what's going to be, everyone. You heard it from the co-host right there. You just made a big move right there. There you go. Good stuff. So since becoming part of the roster, JoJo, what have you been thinking so far? How are you liking the show so far?
It's good. We missed a few episodes of me going against somebody. We missed like one of them, but we're probably going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. You got plenty. And as you know, I'm going to be getting the new software on Tuesdays, which means I'm going to be rebuilding everybody for all the shows and whatnot. And then we're going to be putting together the rosters. And Tuesdays, you and I will be doing the matches starting in April. Are you excited?
Yes, very excited. And one more thing, or a few more things. Can we, I was just thinking about, because I'm seeing all these podcasts, is it, someday, can we do one, we're in person and live, you know how podcasts are, on live, where it's, person to person?
Oh, you mean a Zoom type of thing?
No, actually in, the same room.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we could do something like that if you want. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we just have to work that around. We can probably handle that someday, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying being in the same room as doing the podcast as one, right? as you see, rather than calling in and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before, very rarely. Usually my guests are all over the place, and with everything going on, a lot of people don't like to travel and whatnot. I don't blame them. I'm sure we can work out something. I travel pretty good. I'm not afraid of traveling.
Are you in Rhode Island right now?
How did you know?
So my dad and we're visiting our my grandma and grandpa. So I was just thinking in Rhode Island. So
of course. I'm actually a New England guy. I'm Boston, Rhode Island, all that area. But currently working on a project down here. I'm kind of doing some, location scouting, if you would. Working with Stephen King, I think we talked about that, on trying to find a casino, believe it or not, which is not as easy as it sounds because we're not actually going to a casino. Movie magic, I got to make a casino out of probably something that is farthest from being a casino. But definitely we can work out something like that. I mean, I'm a New England guy. I know all about New England. My family lives in a lot in that area. My kids go to school down there. Well, went to school down there. My son actually works at the movie theater down there. My daughter is a barista at a couple of the coffee houses. So, yeah, we're very familiar with the New England area. And Rhode Island is home to my family, so I'm not too far away.
Portugal.
What's up?
My dad was born in Portugal.
That's awesome. So he can speak Portuguese, right?
Yes.
You know, a long time ago, I actually learned some Portuguese. Do you think I remember any of it now? Sad. I used to know some Portuguese.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So how's everything else going?
Very good.
Yeah? Good, good, good. Hey, I saw your REM cover today.
Oh, yeah. I tried on that one.
You did good. You held the video together. So it was good. Now, let me ask you, what got you into REM?
My mom.
Your mom has great music taste. Tell her I said that. I think I already told her that, but tell her again. She's got great music taste. But you like REM, yeah?
Yeah, some songs.
Yeah. Which ones do you like versus which ones don't you like so much?
Probably the ones that I do like, probably that one, the one that I did. And I don't remember which song. I just have so many songs.
Yeah. Now, have you listened to a lot of their work or just a few of the songs so far?
Just a few of the songs.
Yeah. I actually took my brothers one time to see them in concert a long time ago. I think it was actually their last time touring, to my recollection, REM. And actually, it was right around the time that the Red Sox won the World Series for the first time. First time since like 1930, whatever it was. And on that night, we were at the Garden, and Michael Stipe, which is the lead singer, as you know, of REM, sang the song. This one goes out to the one I love. It's called One, but
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a fan of REM. I like a lot of various different kind of music, actually. I've seen them live. They're fun. And actually, what's funny is I had to find out if you watched the music video because you had him down pat as far as the music video goes. You danced like Michael Stipe. That was pretty good. I mean, I've actually seen you dance a lot, even better than Michael Stipe, too, but you had Michael Stipe down pat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think another one you might want to check out is End of the World as You Know It. Do you know that one?
No.
That's a pretty intense one. That's actually a good one. You could do a music video to it, but singing the words, you'd have to be really, really good with that because not many people can actually do all the words for that song because it starts off nice and mellow, and then all of a sudden it has all these – you know, he rattles off like every word in like 5 seconds. It's impressive.
Conjunctions.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm also a big fan of, you heard Man on the Moon? That was them. That was pretty good, right?
My mom probably heard of it.
Yeah, you should check that out. That's fun. That was about Andy Kaufman, the comedian. You'll learn about him someday. He was funny. But that's what that's from. Yeah, R.E.M.'s good stuff. They're good for club music, too. My brother almost didn't want to go because he thought it was wrestling, and he doesn't like wrestling. So when I said we were going to go see R.E.M., he thought it was some type of wrestling show. Funny, funny. Even though we all grew up in the same area, they forgot who R.E.M. was. Oh, well. So, yeah, so what has been going on since then? So did you see a big match from, what was it, was it a curtain call show we did? Did you see the match where you had the Iron Man match? Did you see that one yet?
The Iron Man match?
I remember. You had, that was the last big show we did. You had an Iron Man match. Do you know what an Iron Man match is?
No.
An Iron Man match is when you meet an opponent and whoever has the most pinfalls or submissions in a certain amount of time is the winner.
No, I never heard it. I never watched it.
Oh, that's a pretty good one right there, because we granted you your opponent. it was the one time we had JoJo versus JoJo. So it was, we listen. We get you. So it was actually a really good match. You guys tore the house down. It was like the mid-card match, but you guys tore the house down. It was awesome.
Wait, what is it? Do you remember that last time where I thought about JoJo versus JoJo? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. Remember when we did that kind of watch-along thing, and I said, who would you guys want to face? And you said you want to face JoJo the bodybuilder?
Yeah.
Well, I made your dream come true. See what I do? So, yep, you defended the social media title against JoJo the bodybuilder. So for the first time, a JoJo took on another JoJo, and you guys might be the only two JoJos I actually know outside of JoJo Sawa, who would be in the women's division. So you guys tore it down. You guys did good. Now, how do you think you did, Mr. Current Social Media Champion? How do you think you did?
Good.
Yeah, you should go back and check it out. It was pretty decent. I think it was like a 30-minute Iron Man match, I think is what we did. It was pretty good stuff. So are you excited to be calling the action with me? Because what I do on those shows, you're going to be doing with me here and there.
I'm very excited.
I bet, right? Calling the action, all that fun stuff. Should be a lot of fun. And just so people know, because JoJo has school and so forth, we're going to be trying to, you know, work around the school schedule and work schedule, because, you know, school obviously should come first. So, you know, JoJo will be on as much as he can, but, you know, due to the fact that he's got to, you know, work out those academic commitments, we got to make sure he gets to school on time. So here and there, people, JoJo will be working with us. What's up?
Summer can be good because I'm off for 3 months.
Yeah, summer's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. But, you know, I know you got school and you got a bunch of other stuff going on. But, we want to make sure you get get all the fun stuff you got to get done. And then we'll also be doing the show together and all that fun stuff. So you're going to be a busy man. How does it feel to be entertainment king?
Good.
Awesome. And, so how's everything else going? Good? How is it down there in Florida? It was raining cats and dogs up here. How is it down there?
Very cold and hot.
Very cold and hot? Is that what you said?
Basically, very humid. But today was a good day.
Yeah, I know how that goes. The one time I was in – actually, no, I was down in Florida twice. But the main time I was down in Florida, when I actually got to enjoy Florida, it was exactly like that. It was like we had a rain shower, like 15 seconds, and then it was like – bright sunny days. It was kind of like it was up here. Up here, we got the most unpredictable weather up here. But you guys have it nice and calm down there.
It's like you're trying to like have a sunny day. It's all a sunny day in the morning, and then it becomes rain, and then it hails, and then it becomes a sunny day again.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing you guys got to speed on down there is your storm action. You guys got better storms down there than we have up here.
Summer is crazy because you get floods and rain showers and...
Oh, yeah.
Summer's sure. supposed to be nice. The only thing you get is floods and rain.
Well, that's when you start touring. You take modeling and acting jobs outside of the area when you can.
Yeah.
Fun times. So how's that? So everything's good and whatnot. So now, what do you think? You have some ideas for the show coming up? We're gonna work out. We'll get that together. Now let me ask you this: when it comes down to it, do you think you can beat that Loudmouth Jazz Fitness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, what's up?
I got an idea.
Oh yeah, I like ideas. What do you got?
Maybe all the characters can like have different like moves. Like somebody can start like doing a backflip at the start, and somebody can like show off their muscles or something, like a starter, and then show off their arms, like flinging their arms up in the air, and you know.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting stuff. I can't wait to see that. I'll watch that all day. That sounds more entertaining than what they have on TV. Good stuff. And, what do you think? You got a couple submission moves now, I saw. You know, you got some impressive movesets you've been doing. I don't know how you're learning all these outside moves all of a sudden, but they're very impressive, you know.
I've been training myself.
Yeah, I believe it. You're a workhorse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's good stuff. It's good. Good to be active. So now, is there sports going on down there now? Like, what are they doing for sports down there right now? Nothing or?
Football, baseball, the normal sports.
Yeah, the normal sports, right. Gotcha. Now, how's the modeling thing going? You've been doing a lot of the modeling gigs and stuff, or how's that working out?
We just got assigned for next. It's a modeling agency, but it's like a little too expensive.
Ah, I see.
But it's a 50-50. It was $250 per day, but we had a 50-50 chance to get into a modeling thing, so my mom just picked it off.
I see. You'll get there, though. You'll get there. One big break. You'll be the next Cindy Crawford. Or Fabio. Actually, I can see you being Fabio. You know who Fabio is? Show him my age now with Fabio. Fabio was the guy who used to be a model. He used to be on all the romance novels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my aunt used to read a lot of those. I didn't read them, but she did. So I know a lot about Fabio.
I can tell by the name.
Yeah. But he was very successful, and he was actually a really big pop culture icon. He might have been one of the first like male models that really kind of broke the mold and a lot of people talked about, because a lot of the times I feel that a lot of people talk, when it comes to models, they talk a lot more about the females than the males, which I think is ridiculous because there's just as many males as there are females, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I saw you can do your own makeup now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yep, we watched that too. Next time I got to do some makeup, I'm going to go back and watch that again so I can make sure I don't look like, I'll tell you, my makeup used to be, when it comes to Halloween, I can do makeup really well, but to do makeup like theater and stuff like that, I'm not that great anymore. That's why we got makeup artists for those types of things.
I'm not that makeup.
Yeah. You're good stuff. You're doing good things. So
my mom said brows are too dark when I put my makeup on that.
What happened?
My mom said my eyebrows are too dark when I put my makeup on.
Oh, yeah?
Weird with her.
Well, you have long eyelashes, though. That's possibly could be why that is, correct? Your eyelashes are pretty long, right?
Yeah.
That kind of comes with the territory. sometimes only a little bit of something will make them stand out. That's like when I had to do a lot of theater stuff when I was younger, they used to have to wear this weird, I had to wear a different shade of lipstick so I would actually show up. You know, it was interesting stuff. Good stuff. That was way back in my younger days, though. So theater stuff, it's fun. So, now, what else? Have you been doing any acting auditions or anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you get? Anything good?
Yes. I did one a few days ago about swimming, like a swimming audition.
Nice. Now, can you sing? Do you like to sing? Obviously, you like music.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Well, are you excited about the role? How do you think you did?
I did good.
Yeah. What kind of singing is it?
It's swimming.
Oh, swinging. I thought you said singing. I'm sorry. Swimming, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Actually, yeah, well, that's actually pretty good. You like swimming?
Yes, very much. Yeah. I learned when I was 4.
Yeah, swimming is a big thing. I love swimming. I think I told you before, I was on a swim team. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, back in my glory days, so to speak, I actually was on. That was my that made me my trifecta in sports. So, in the fall, I played soccer or football, depending on where we are in the world. I call it football. A lot of people call it soccer. It's the same thing. I also did wrestling in the winter, and then in the spring we had swim teams. So those were my three sports I played in high school. So I stayed in shape a lot. It's good stuff. It's hard work.
Yeah.
Now, out of curiosity, how does one have an audition for swimming? You just got to show them you know how to swim, or?
You read a script or like a little script, yeah. And then you just swim slowly it's really funny. It's like you swim really slowly, manatee.
Oh, okay.
And then once we actually get, when it's warmer, we can actually show them I can actually swim.
Awesome. That's good stuff. Now, how many people showed up for this thing?
It was you have to send it because we're not doing.
Oh yeah, via Zooms. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's probably smart, actually. Now, in order to do that, you would probably need a pool, though, right? You have a pool?
Yeah, I have a pool in my backyard.
Yeah, you need that, especially down in Florida, I'm told. I'm told down in Florida, the one thing you should have is a pool in every backyard, is what I was told. Is that true?
Yes.
Every hotel, every house down there has a pool?
Not every house, but they should.
Yeah. Well, that's good. At least you have that. That's good. That can also help you keep in shape, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, swimming's great exercise. And actually, even when you play in other sports, it's always good to go in afterwards to go take a dip because it also relaxes all your muscles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I know a few things about fitness. Good stuff. So this is very exciting. You're excited to be part of this, and we're excited to have you. So we're looking forward to this on the other side of March. We got April coming. So, yeah, and hopefully things go well, and this should be a lot of fun. And, we're doing it as a team, so we'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
great.
Yeah. And then again, and the next time you're in the area, just let me know when you're in the area and we can do the thing in person or whatever, or do it on the same area or whatever. A big fan of the Panera Bread over there, by the way. The Panera Bread is one of my favorite places. the Panera Bread?
Yeah.
I'm such a geek, I'm telling you. I could go to Dunkin' Donuts, but I'm going to go to Panera Bread and just sit down there. I could sit there for hours, just sit there and write and whatever else, so. And no one bothers me because they all know who I am, which is also awesome. Actually, that was a question for you. Does anybody ever recognize you outside of like anyone who knows you model or whatever, does anybody ever come up to you and start recognizing you or anything?
Sadly.
No? Not yet anyway, right?
Not yet, though.
Yeah. Is this something you think you want? You think you want to walk down the street and have, like, mobs of people come in after your autograph and stuff?
No, not really, but yeah.
I get you. No worries. I know how the paparazzi goes. Just you got to be careful. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So everything's going well. You're doing some movie roles. Good luck with all that stuff. Hopefully we're going to be rooting for you and stuff like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you wanted to say and whatnot, or, you know, because now it's open. So.
I was thinking about the people in the audience, like, saying something different for each character or some characters, so you don't have to have that much, like,
sure.
Something like, you're my hero, the boss comes, or something.
Nice. I like that idea. That'll be fun. And actually, we're going to be putting together the roster and stuff like that. I got to start building the arenas and stuff like that, too, right after I'm done with everything else. So I'm going to have to get some ideas and stuff like that. What do you got?
I was thinking about having a rope there. You know that season where I think John Cena or somebody tied the guy up to the rope on the little bar and then threw cat food at him?
I do.
Yeah, we could do that.
Nice. Did you see the match where you beat John Cena?
No. I beat John Cena?
You didn't see it?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's okay. When you get on YouTube, go check it out. Look at this kid. You get all excited because he beat Peacemaker. You know, you haven't lost the title yet since winning it.
I know.
That's interesting, huh? I know, isn't it? You know how it goes in wrestling, though, because, you know, when you're really the champion, everyone wants it from you, so... You know,
yeah.
just something to remember.
It'll happen one day. I'm taken away one day.
Right. See, I'm going to have to be building the all-new JoJo because we're going to be using a whole new model system and everything else, because on Tuesday I'm going to be getting the upgraded software, which is going to be awesome. And actually, people who have Xboxes or PlayStations or anything else, they'll be able to actually download JoJo the Model Sebastian as a playable character for their game. Isn't that exciting? I know, right? If they wanted to.
I better be the last character on the level.
How?
So
well,
they can be higher rank.
Because why?
Because they should be a higher rank to be able to get me.
They should. They got to work your way up. You're a champion. You've already been there.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome, though, because now people are going to be able to get – they can actually download you and play as you all over the place. And the fun part is with this new software, from what I'm told by everybody – that the characters I build on my PlayStation, if people had an Xbox or whatever else, they can actually download the same image I'm going to have on the PlayStation. It's kind of, I guess they call it cross-branding or something like that. Cross-play, I think they call it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, this is the first time they've done it. So this is going to be pretty epic. So I guess they're going to add people who, and people who play, like, PC, I guess they can also do the same thing. I don't know who plays anything on the computer, but there might be people out there. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty good time, and, you know, you're always fun, and it's going to be a good time, I think. The fun part is when you get to call commentary and you're in a match, because that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had to watch your own stuff and talk about your own stuff while you're watching yourself?
No.
Probably not, huh?
Oh, what game is this going to be?
Well, we're going to be on Tuesdays as the show. That's when we're going to be airing, mostly, is on Tuesdays. It'll be will be airing during the time that people are watching NXT, which is on TV. But what we might do is, just to make sure everything's cool and make sure everything's all set up, you and I will probably do what I've been doing and record ahead of time. And then on Tuesday, we'll just upload it, and then we can just, you know, we'll have everything ready to go for everyone for all that movie magic, so to speak. Sounds like a plan, right? And we'll probably do it via Zoom or something of that nature to make things a lot easier.
So what game is this going to be? Is it like a fighting game?
We use the video game. We're using the WWE 2K22. That's the software we're picking up, thanks to YouTube and 2K and WWE, who I used to work for. They were able to help me get the game early because I'm leaving this weekend for a trip down to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So, but they were able to help me get the game early. So comes out on, I think it actually officially comes out on Thursday or something like that, or Friday. But because they've pulled some strings, I'm going to be picking it up on Tuesday. So I can get some time to build everybody as much as I can before I get back on Monday.
I'm going to force my friend to play it.
What's up?
I'm going to force my friend to play it and get to the last level. So I can.
Yeah, you should tell your friend he should get the game and then download you as a playable character, because that's going to be fun. Now, do your friends have any of your friends seen your shows so far?
No.
Has anyone seen your wrestling stuff thus far?
My parents.
Well, yeah, hopefully your parents. I bet they're the ones yelling the loudest, huh?
Yep.
Yep. They're the ones cheering you on and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, my mom got scared for me for a second.
Oh, yeah?
Which
match?
I think it was me and some... I don't know, but I really don't. I just got slammed, and I was just getting beat up. But I came back. I know it was for the what is it called? The belt.
The social media championship.
Yeah, that one.
That is your championship. That's the main championship for that roster in that show.
And my mom got scared for me because I was getting beat up too much.
Yeah. Well, I guess she didn't see. Well, the good thing is, you know, one of those things about wrestling is no matter how far you get hit, you can always come back and get more.
Yeah.
And we don't control that. I still don't control that. But you do it on your own. And, yeah. I mean, look at that Iron Man match you had with JoJo. That was intense. I was worried about both of you. But it was good stuff. So now, so it should be a lot of fun. So now, while I have you, is there anything specifically you want me to add to your character? Because I'm going to be having to rebuild your character. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite colors? What color schemes do you want?
Can I get shorts and a, like, you know those Van shorts, like,
yep. Like the Bermuda short type of things, khaki shorts?
Like the skater shorts.
Yeah, I gotcha. I know skater shorts.
Vans t-shirt, and I will need, and can I have a chain? And a green, a yellow jacket with a hat, a green hat facing backwards.
You wear hats backwards?
Yeah.
Awesome. So do I when I wear a hat. Stuff. Yeah, just send me all that information. Tell me what you want, and I'll build that. That's probably stuff that I can easily do. I think I've done a lot of those. Now, you want your face paint? Want me to get rid of the face paint?
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it just broke up for a second.
Oh, so it's that technology. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
You know, that's showbiz. Anyway, we're very excited, very exciting. So mostly the people on our roster are going to be a lot of the more kind of spotlighty kind of people, like a lot of the actors and like social media type of people will probably be on this roster. So probably going to get a feeling for a lot of them. So should be interesting. I know Jazz Fitness is on that roster. You got to watch out for him. He's a bit of his buddies there, Macaulay Culkin and Seth Green and all those guys. Got to be careful of them as that guy.
I got those guys.
I know, right? Did you know that way back in the day that Jazz Fitness was one of my characters? one of my actual people?
Hey.
I know, right? Yeah, when you knew that I wrestled, obviously.
Yeah.
We talked about that, right. One of my characters was Jazz Fitness, and then my other character was Jazz Vengeance. I was actually Jazz Vengeance first. Then I was Jazz Fitness. But which one do you think is the good guy, and which one do you think is the bad guy?
Jazz Fitness is the bad guy, and the other one is the good guy.
You are right. And a lot of people think that because of the names, it would be opposite. Because Jazz Fitness sounds like he would be a nice guy. He's not.
No.
He's loud and obnoxious. But Jazz Vengeance is the voice of the people. But he's not on the show because he's probably not going to be coming back. But Jazz Fitness is there to be obnoxious. Because every good guy needs a bad guy to fight, because otherwise, what's the point? Right? Every movie needs a villain.
Yes.
Now, have you seen any movies lately?
I've seen Encanto.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
It was good.
Nice. Nice. Awesome stuff. Did you see the Ghostbusters? Yeah, what up?
I was going to watch whatever it's called. What's it called? With John Cena. The Peacemaker. Yeah, I was about to watch that too.
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
My wife won't let me skip the intro. Actually, you might like the intro. It's a whole dance number. So, well, I'll tell you, if you can do that dance number, I'm sure my wife will be all over. She'd love that. But there's a dance number at the beginning of that show every single time. It's part of the intro, and I always try to skip it. She won't let me. But that's like any other fun thing. But it's actually a pretty funny show. I don't know if it could be kind of mature at certain parts. So not 100% sure if what kind of stuff are you usually allowed to watch? Because sometimes that show can be a little bit risque, so to speak.
R-rated, it doesn't have any bad parts in it. I can watch it if it's MA and it doesn't have any bad parts in it. I'm good.
If it's MA and doesn't have any bad parts, you're good? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like sexual intended.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah, there's none of that, thankfully, knock on wood. But there is some, you know, John Cena. More John Cena that I will want to see ever again. And I worked with him years ago. So, yeah. So there's a lot of that. A lot of action, a lot of violence. So as long as you're okay with all that, it should be fine. It's actually not a bad show. A little quirky at times. A lot of intense subject matter sometimes. But it's a DC movie, I guess you'd say. You did all right, I guess. Now, have you been back to watching wrestling again or no?
Yes. I know this is such an old one. It's where John Cena is talking trash. No, what's his name? Reagan Orman is talking trash about The Undertaker, and he comes from the dead.
Nice. Undertaker. You know, The Undertaker is going in the Hall of Fame this year. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, WrestleMania is coming up. Actually, WrestleMania is the weekend after I debut the first show. Actually, just before we go live on Tuesday is WrestleMania. And The Undertaker is going to be put in the Hall of Fame this year because of all of his attributes to wrestling.
I feel like they're going to retire him soon.
Oh, yeah, he's already retired. Now they're going to be putting him in the Hall of Fame because of all of his work in wrestling. The good news is he still helps out backstage and stuff like that. So it's not like he's gone, but as far as wrestling goes, he's going in the Hall of Fame. So He's pretty much done wrestling, unless, you know, they absolutely need it.
There's there's a lot of people about to retire. I feel like, what's his name? Those two chubby people.
Those two chubby people. I like
those
that.
The worst of the people. Don't trust
Which
or
one?
Something. I don't know his name.
There's a lot of them. That describes a lot of people. There's all kinds of people. That's a lot of people. But you know what? You're probably right. They probably should retire. The Usos, there's the Dudley Boys, there's the Hardys, there's the let's see. What era? When do you remember watching them last?
Where the guy did the worm on that person. Like the worm.
Oh, that was Rikishi, right?
Yeah, that person.
I know Rikishi. Rikishi is retired. He's a Hall of Famer, too. His sons wrestle now. His sons are wrestling right now. They're teamed up with Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
they're actually on Friday nights is his sons, the Usos. Jimmy and Jey Uso is his sons. They're currently wrestling right now on SmackDown, his sons. Actually, his youngest son just started on the – actually, it's on the show that would be going against what we're going to be doing on YouTube. So that would be fun as we give people something better to watch. We have a better roster. So it should be exciting. Yep, good stuff, and whatnot. So, yeah. So is there anything else you wanted to add, you know? Anything else you want to chat about or anything else? You good to go?
Yeah, I'm not really.
Yeah, I got you. Well, we just basically wanted to make that general announcement to everyone that we're going to be working together. Now, are you excited about learning about how the show works and stuff like that? Are you a little intimidated?
What'd you say?
Oh, I was asking you if you're, as far as you're going to be learning how to run a show and how to book a wrestling show and do all this stuff, are you nervous? Are you excited? How are you feeling?
I'm excited, very excited.
You're excited? Are you nervous at all?
No.
No? That's awesome. Now, let me ask you this. You've been on this podcast how many times now?
Two times.
How many times?
Two times.
Two times. All right. Now, do you remember the first time you were on the show? So
I think about a couple months ago.
Couple months ago, right? Now, compared to then to now, how much fun is this?
Very fun.
Yeah, this is a good place to be, right? This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. Just wanted to make sure, because I don't think I've ever asked any guests what it's like to be on the show after they've been on the show. So that's awesome. I'm glad you're liking it. That's good stuff. And you're always an awesome dude to work with, because reliable, and you're on time, and you're hardworking, and you like to have fun, and you're very engaging, which is a good thing. You know, that's a bunch of compliments all at once. Yeah, so that's good stuff. You're doing great things, and I'm proud of you. You're doing good things.
Thank you.
You know, the next time, I already told, next time I'm working on a big project, once I get the movie stuff working on, I might have to, you know, work on something for the weekend. For this, the next time you're in, you know, the area, I might have to book you in one of my movies or something.
Oh, yeah, if you have a wrestling movie, just contact me, because I know karate, and I know how to get, like, punched.
Oh, I know you know karate. I know you know karate all too well. That's why I seen it on the show.
and if there is a car thing, I can easily. I know this might sound a little gruesome, but I know how to get ran over by a car so I don't get hurt.
Awesome. So you're a stuntman too.
Yeah.
Do you know that they just started giving that award out for people let me ask you this. Do you watch any award shows or anything? Like, you know, like the Academy Awards or any of those awards. Do you ever watch any of those?
No.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of people aren't into those things, and that's fine. I was just curious if you do your, if you watch what everyone else is doing or not, or if you just kind of focus on what you're doing. Is that pretty much what it is? You kind of focus on what you're doing right now and not worry about everything else?
Yeah.
I gotcha. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I'm actually going this weekend and going to hang out with a bunch of my filmmaking buddies. I'm going to be going to meet Kane Hodder. You know who Kane Hodder is?
No.
Brian Hodder is probably more famous for being Jason Voorhees in several of the movies. You've probably heard of Jason, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with a bunch of my buddies from there. I get to say hi to him, Kane Hodder, and who else is going to be there? A bunch of other people you probably know of, maybe. Also, Devin Sawa, you know who that is?
No.
Devin Sawa was in, did you watch, you probably didn't watch the Chucky TV series, I hope, because that was a little intense, too.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, Devin Sawa is the uncle, but he was also the father in Chucky, so, you know. Yeah, I'm going to be hanging out with them this weekend, them and a bunch of other people, the guys from who played Dexter back in the day. I don't know if you ever saw the Ghostbusters movie, but the kid who was in Ghostbusters, the kid who played Podcast, he's going to be there. He's about your age, actually. And a bunch of other people. One of the kids from Chucky. And, yeah, a whole bunch of other people. Fun stuff. It's always a good time. Oh, and then Anthony Michael Hall and people like that. So.
Oh, one more thing that happened today.
What happened today?
So somebody stole my bike today because I was at the store, right? And then we had to drive through a gang neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Does that happen a lot down there?
No. We were just around. Me and my friend were around a gang neighborhood, but we got it back anyway, so, yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad you guys are safe. That's good. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Got to be careful. I grew up in an area that wasn't so nice either, but I've also been trained in martial arts and stuff, so people know better. So that's good stuff. But hey, next time you come into the area, let me know, and we'll work something out. How's that sound?
Very good. I'm very excited.
Do you know when you're coming to the area or just kind of whenever?
Probably around summer.
Around summer. Well, I'm around, so let me know.
Okay.
Plus, I'll be talking to you and seeing you before that anyway, since April's coming and we're going to get the show. So, yeah, and I'll be in touch with you guys in between now and then to set up everything for the actual show. So, you guys have any questions, you guys have my number, and you guys can call anytime. Not this number. This is the studio number, but I give you my actual number. So, just call me, and I'll help you guys through it, okay?
Okay.
All right, JoJo. I'm proud of you, brother. Keep it up the great work, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rock and roll, brother. And I'm going to let you get going so you can go and listen to some REM. Go listen to that song I just said to listen to. Which song was it?
I forgot.
That's okay. It's cool. Anyway, it's End of the World as You Know It. That's a good one. And Man in the Moon. Go listen to those two songs. Actually, Man in the Moon, there's a bunch of wrestling terms in it. Wrestling stories in it, if you listen to that. Good stuff. Anyway,
okay.
thanks for being a part of it, and I appreciate it, and you guys are awesome to work with, so this is just the beginning. You're welcome. Anyway, proud of you, brother. Keep it up, and I'll be in touch, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, brother. Peace out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it correct. JoJo, the model Sebastian, will be working with me on the Tuesday's show. And as you heard, it's going to be Jazz and JoJo's Wrestling Extravaganza. So you heard it. So that's going to be taking place in April, and that is going to be the first Tuesday in April. So got a lot of things to do in the meantime, so we're going to be putting on the best show we can for you guys. And he's going to be learning the ropes of how to put together a wrestling show and booking and so forth and whatnot. So it's going to be an opportunity and so forth. And, you know, I urge anyone to keep working at what they have to do. And I want to say thank you to him and his team, his amazing mother, who's awesome to talk with, and awesome people. His dad sounds like he's a blast too. Great music taste by everybody, so that's awesome. We had another guest on earlier today, Walker Campbell. I've already talked to him, and I've talked to his PR person, who's another one of my favorite new PR people. Well, he'll be coming back to the podcast as well. And as you heard from JoJo, once you get bit by the bug by coming to the F4L headquarters, it's kind of like a welcoming place. It's a place where you can be you and have fun and let your hair down, so to speak, and inspire others to do whatever it is you want to do. So, and Walker Campbell will be back on eventually and a little longer because it seems like there's more he wants to say. So it'll be awesome to have him on again. And I want to say thank you to JoJo, the model Sebastian, and his amazing team for coming on board and helping out with this show on Tuesdays. And maybe more coming. So this is going to be a pretty big thing. And so at that point, I am going to cut the show early because I just wanted to make that very special, amazing announcement. I promise you guys one, and I deliver. My wife made a delicious meal, and because my wife always wants me to try food, and I always try it after I'm off the air, pardon this one second. My wife, by the way, on Facebook does her skillet Sundays. Go check her out on Facebook for Skillet Sundays. Sunday Skillet. It's on Facebook, and you can go check it out. She gives you like little how-to cooking videos. She made some pasta today and made the pasta amazingly, as always. Pasta is something a lot of people think is very easy just to throw together. My wife has an extra added bonus. She just likes to make it more like Gordon Ramsay. So I want to say thank you to her for making me a delicious meal. And as always, go check her cooking how-to videos out for Skillet Sundays. Sunday Skillet is what it's called because of the fact that, well, everything pretty much she makes is all in a skillet. And what she does is she wants to show people how you can cook, various different meals in a very limited space or whatever, because not everyone has a giant, microwave, a giant oven or anything like that. So kind of gives people some ideas on some ways to make some delicious meals without the hassle of having a big, huge oven. So go check it out. It's good stuff. Go check out JoJo the Model Sebastian on his stuff coming up on all of his various platforms. He is JoJo the Model Sebastian on, Instagram. I know that. So we'll check him out over there and whatnot. So anywho, folks, I hope you guys are doing well. And this has been a day where you've had two shows for the price of one. And again, a lot of that is because I know reality is I'm not going to be able to do a lot of shows this coming week as I have a lot to do in preparation for Monster Mania that I had alluded to in the show and I was just talking about. So with that, I'm going to let you guys get going to your thing. So announcements coming. In the meantime, Tuesday I pick up the software. And, the next time I have JoJo on, we'll do the big roster reveal. Which will probably be sometime at the end once we're done with everything. So everyone prior to April, by the way. But anyway, folks, I'm going to be having a show prior to that anyway where I'm going to be revealing a lot of the other roster. I'll have JoJo on to reveal the Tuesday roster and so forth. So, so this is going to be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of things going on. I have a lot of things going on. I have a lot of projects. Completing the audio part of my novel. I started writing my memoir, and I got done with my memoir, and then now I'm recording it in an audiobook form because I realized sometimes it's easier for people, and most people, to listen to a book rather than just read everything. And if anyone's going to be reading my book and telling my story, there's no one better than me. So I'm currently, I'm going to be rereading my autobiography and recording the audiobook myself. So something to look forward to. And it's a memoir about basically my life and how I grew up from, I came from nothing, not such a fun family growing up, and how I would rise to form the F4L, ups and downs, and then just basically coming back and, you know, being the family guy that I was meant to be and so forth. So anyway, that is coming, and more updates about that, more updates on my other projects coming up and whatnot. In the meantime, folks, may all your dreams come true. Happy Sunday, everyone. Have a great week. And I will see those who are going to Monster Mania at Monster Mania. And everyone else, may all your dreams come true. I am the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and the FWL headquarters is going to close. Peace, everybody.